The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
2 years of remote working and looking at yourself on screen, you might be thinking of getting a bit of work done. Plenty of men and women are treating themselves to what are now the new buzzword for this, tweakments at Christmas. To you and me, it's a little bit of help to reverse the ageing process. And we're joined in studio by Aislinn Cleary, the CEO of Red River Medical, who are just there beside the canal, just off Baggot Street in Herbert Road. Now, I'm particularly interested in this because every Christmas I normally get Deirdre gym vouchers, but she's going to be 60 in February, so she probably needs some work done. What would you recommend?
Well, 60 is the new 40, and right. I think vouchers are a really, really good idea because you're investing in Deirdre's confidence. So, there's been a big trend this year where we've actually sold more vouchers, where people aren't afraid to buy vouchers for their loved ones.
So what's the menu? But let's start with Botox.
There's so much. Botox is the one that's spoken about so much in the media, and Botox, it treats the lines around the forehead, the eye area, and some areas in the face, and it just relaxes.
But what's so wrong with a few wrinkles?
There's nothing wrong with a few wrinkles, but sometimes it's quite aging when the wrinkles become very deep. And so what really good Botox should do is just, you should still have wrinkles, but they shouldn't look as deep, and you should look more rested and relaxed.
See, my big reservation about this, Aislinn, is that once you start putting the needle in with the Botox, you can never stop.
Do you know what? We hear that on a daily basis. So I think that's a concern for nearly every single man and woman who comes into the clinic. But it's interesting. So I always say to patients, your budget will dictate it, and you don't have to keep going with it.
How often would you need it topped up?
So it depends. It's between 3 to 6 months is the longevity of Botox. But I always tell patients, look, work around your own lifestyle, your own budget, and what works for you. But you don't have to keep doing it.
I suppose what I was really asking, how much is it going to cost?
Prices start between 170 and 300 euros.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be over my limit straight away. Okay. But that's okay. But that'll be for one, like, is it one treatment, one sitting you get it done?
Yes, that would be one treatment. But it would last you then for 3 to 6 months.
Okay, so it's somewhere around 200-300 really, is what you're saying. And so that lasts you might need 3 a year?
2 a year to 3 a year, depends.
Okay, let's look at some of the, is there a frozen face look?
That to me would be really bad Botox. Yes,
all right.
And it has Botox.
Oh, there's quality in terms of the administration of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but it's also a personal choice. So, for someone like me, I'll speak for myself. I don't want to look frozen or unnatural. I just want to minimise the appearance of my lines. So that would be kind of referred to as baby Botox. And then you have ladies and gentlemen who come in and go, I don't want any movement and my face frozen. And that's when you put a lot more Botox in. But actually, that trend has gone and people want a natural look. You know, most people.
So there's a skill in applying it. Now, you're looking at me, you're live in studio here with me. What work would you recommend for me and for men of my ilk? I'm 63.
You look great for your age, though.
Oh, no, that means I'm older than you think. I know that. Like, that's actually, when someone says you look great for your age, oh, gosh, I didn't realise you were that old. But anyway, I'll let that whistle by my left ear. No, but I'm not looking in the mirror. Do I have wrinkles? Could you do something? Could you improve it?
You do have wrinkles, but wrinkles aren't necessarily a bad thing. There's other things you can do. I mean, I would look at your face and think, you have some wrinkles on your forehead, but they give you character. If I was to recommend something, I would say you've a little bit of redness to your face, a little bit of flushing.
That's a whiskey nose.
It's a whiskey nose, which is really common. Are you a whiskey drinker?
Oh, no. I drink 3 or 4 pints and 2 bottles of wine a day. But other than
light drinking there. But so doing a treatment.
My poor nose wouldn't poor be nose. Right after it.
Like. But you know what? That's really common in Irish people to have a red nose and kind of a flushing around.
What could you do for that?
You can do a treatment known as IPL. It's a laser that will get rid of all that, the redness, relatively painlessly, and you just maybe one or two treatments and it's very straightforward.
Okay. Tell me about filler. Is that different to Botox?
Filler is completely different to Botox. Filler is to replace lost volume, and actually in today's society, it has a very bad reputation. So again, lots of women and men will come in and go, I don't want filler. Because
so what is filler?
Filler is where you can put it into the cheeks to replace volume loss or the temples, or the one that we all can relate to and see are the women with the very big enlarged lips. So that is, you know, it terrifies people. People go, I don't want filler, because they look at these examples of people with filler that it's overdone or they look augmented. But real filler, no one should know you've had it done.
But I think that looks obnoxious. But where I would say is, like, I would have bags under my eyes. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Could you put filler in there to get rid of the bags?
No. So bags under your eyes are... So there's a lot more than just putting filler in. So if you've bags under your eyes, you're prone to getting puffiness in the morning. And if you've drank a bottle of whiskey and 5 pints, right, or even more.
Yeah.
So you'd never put filler into puffy eyes. It is a medical... professional treatment. So you need to be really careful where it's put, and who administers the treatment is really important as well.
What's old therapy?
Old therapy is a game changer. It'd be a great one for you.
Oh.
It is great for, you know, when you get some kind of slackness around the jaw. Not that you have that.
Double chin, you mean?
Yeah, kind of like a little
weakness. Well, several chins
weakness where you want to tighten up that lower jaw and look more chiseled, Ivan. Old therapy is amazing for that. So it's a non-surgical facelift. That's what it's, so it's lifting and it really improves the skin.
Oh, that stretches your skin?
No, it doesn't stretch.
It lifts. Like, it's actually surgery?
No, it's not surgery. It's all done with this high-tech technology. It's ultrasound. So it's amazing. And it's
is it
really
painful
effective.
Or anything, no?
Slightly, but very tolerable. You know, it's done in an hour.
Oh, I have a very low threshold for pain.
We'd hold your hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's Fraxel?
Fraxel is a laser that is so popular. It was originally invented to treat burn victims for their bad scarring. So we use it for heavy lines and wrinkles. But for Irish women and men, there's a wavelength on it that lifts 40% of your pigmentation. So people complain about their skin looking dull. A lot of it is because they have a lot of sunspots and darkening from pigmentation. And Fraxel lifts that beautifully.
Right. Just speaking of skincare, I have a question here. Please ask Aisling on skincare. What's the best solution for bad eye bags on a woman aged 52? Where do I go to get something done and how much might it cost?
So if eye bags are really bad, non-surgical treatments don't correct it. You're kind of looking, you know, towards the surgical removal of eye bags if they're really bad, because you won't get...
And what are you left with then?
Oh, that can be, you're just removing the bags. That's done with a cosmetic surgery.
You lift it up. It's sort of like a facelift, is it?
Yeah, it's a surgical procedure. It's not like a facelift because it's just the under eye area. It's called a lower blepharoplasty. And you're looking, our surgeon, Dr. Park, would do those. And they're about a spend of about 5,000.
What?
Yes. But it's permanent and it's done.
Right. Oh, good job. I'm kneeling down here. Now, M-Cella.
M-Cella has become, to me, I think it's a revolutionary treatment for women. It's a chair that women sit on and it targets your pelvic floor. So unfortunately, due to aging, childbirth and all the different factors, women have issues with slight oops moments, as I call it, a little bit of leakage.
And bladder problems. Yes, okay.
And it also addresses, so it's tightening the pelvic floor and it also improves sexual function as well.
But what does it involve? You sit in this chair.
It's amazing technology.
Is it like exercise? No.
It's there's a core through the chair with this electromagnetic core, and it emits electromagnetic waves which shock the pelvic floor. So it's like doing 11,000 Kegels in one sitting. And so this has all been researched and it has all the clinical papers behind it. It's FDA approved to treat urgent stress incontinence. And it's been a game changer for women.
Do River Medical do hair transplants?
We don't do hair transplants. We do a treatment for men and women who've thinning hair. And that's PRP, where we're taking a sample of your blood. We spin it in a centrifuge. That leaves us with the plasma, or we call it liquid gold. And that's injected into the thinning hair, the area. And that stimulates a growth response and it thickens the hair.
Does it last forever?
Well, you need to do a series of treatments, yes, but the aim is to strengthen it up, and then you need to supplement that with diet as well and with some nutrients.
Okay. No, because I always admired Marty Whelan. He got the transplant surgery. They
great.
Take it from the back, and Rain Rooney, and then they take it from the back. And it looks okay now.
There's some great...
And it lasts forever, doesn't it?
So male pattern baldness is a bit different than thinning hair, but those hair transplants are phenomenal. And I know BlackRock Hair Restoration do an amazing job there.
What can you do if I've cellulite?
Oh, we can do a treatment that's the only known treatment on the market that will permanently remove it, and that's known as Selfina.
Selfina?
Yeah.
What does it involve?
Selfina
is... Do you kind of suck it out or what?
No, we cut. It's a minimally invasive treatment carried out by our doctor where they snip the bands that are causing
the pull. Snip the bands?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt actually. It sounds
But it's invasive.
Minimally invasive. There's a microscopic blade that just cuts
Lord,
the band.
Oh Lord, it sounds desperate. Okay. Now, what age profile are your clients normally?
35 to 65 would be our main.
So once you hit 65, you're kind of, there's nothing more we can do for you.
We've some lovely ladies who visit the clinic who are over 65, but that would be the demographic would be 35 to 65 plus, I should have said.
A texter asks, I have a broken nose. Obviously happened maybe a sports injury or something in his youth. He might have been involved with a row. I don't know. But it never reset properly. Can anything be done retrospectively for a broken nose?
Yes, there is surgery that you can get for a broken nose. It's called a rhinoplasty. But what you would want to do is get it looked by an ENT, first of all, to make sure that you've no deviation of the septum. But cosmetically, it can be corrected with a rhinoplasty.
Okay, give us your website, finally. We'll do a bit of an outrageous plug and we get a discount for Deirdre there or something.
It's rivermedical.ie.
All right, Aisling Cleary, everything you ever wanted to know, they're now called tweakments. You know, one size does not fit all, so there might be something different for you. And why not treat yourself to something and reverse the ageing process? Aisling,
thank you
as always. But...